Do you know that? How many of you believe we're in the last days? You really believe that? Did you know that judgment comes first to the house of God before he puts his judgment on the earth? This is what the Lord told me. I went over every word of this, and I thought it diligently, and I had to look up words because I didn't know what they meant in those scriptures. And I prayed it out before the Lord. I shared it with pastors. And so, here it is. Those whom I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, if you hear my voice today, take heart. My church is far from me. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Have I not said, all of them say, Lord, Lord, not all of them say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. You are saved by grace, through faith, yes, but do you have saving faith? Does your faith propel you to good works? Are you seeking first the kingdom of heaven? Are you building your life around me? Have you forsaken this world? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is coming out of your mouth? Is it my word? Is it faith-filled prayer? Is it thanks from a pure heart? Or is it the idle chatter of this passing world? Are you expecting me to overlook willful sin? If you sin willfully, after receiving knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. He who despised Moses once died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy that has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite under the Spirit of grace. For we know him who has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You had better go back and check your foundations, for I am about to shake the earth. You had better read and understand my word for yourself and see where you stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Are you built upon the rock of the word or upon the sand of religious tradition? Many are saying these are the last days and we could be going home any time. Do you think I'm coming back for a stubborn and obstinate people who offer polluted sacrifices? Have I not desired you to worship me in spirit and in truth? Do you think that the Lord of heaven and earth does not see what is in your heart and in your mind? Do you not know that I know what you're thinking it? Do you know how much it grieves my heart? Have you made yourself of no reputation? Are you a living sacrifice? I suffered for you. Are you suffering for the truth? All who live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Do you suffer persecution for my name's sake? Or do you blend in with the crowd? Are you following my example? Are you greater than your master? Are you ashamed of my gospel? I died for you. Are you ready to die for me? Unless you're ready to die for me, you can't live for me. I have not called you to focus upon buildings and programs, but to call upon me with a pure and fervent heart, to cry out for the souls of the perishing. And I tell you the truth, many of you are perishing. My church is called out to me to save and preserve this nation, and it is good, for I have commanded you to do so. But can you be the ministers of reconciliation when you are not reconciled to one another? Can I pour my spirit out on a church divided? Am I the author of division? Do you love doctrines and bylaws more than each other? There is only one true doctrine, my word. My word is not divided. I hate divisions. I've called you to be of one body, of which I am the head. I did not call some to be of Paul and some to be of Apollos. I did not tell you to speak your opinion. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Your opinion is not to be spoken in my name. You have a duty to my word, not yours. Be careful how you teach. Be careful how you speak. Be careful how you build, because you will be called to give an account